We invite you to listen. Hosts Paul and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Boom! We are in and we are up and running, and come on! We're in another week. Wow! Those weeks go super fast, listeners, and thank you for being here again. And guess what? My good lady, yes, the scent of who I am, she's not with me this week. I'm out and about. I've been out all morning kind of networking, as you do in the business world. Networking. I mean, does that really make sense, that word? Networking. I can't get my head around it, but you know what? I'm hitting the red on the mic today. It's great to be here. I mean, Everybody I kind of bump into, you know, everybody's going on about the sodding weather, but I'm not going to, other than, do you know what, I'm not sure how this island of ours is keeping afloat. There's been so much rain these last couple of weeks, it's full on, but I've had a full on kind of week myself also, you know. It's been sort of, I know, I kind of found myself coming back after 2 weeks off after Christmas, and listeners, you know what, sometimes it's a good idea, you think, to take 2 weeks off before you've taken the 2 weeks, but then when you've had the 2 weeks, you come in back into work, it's like that first day back at school. Had hardly any sleep, you know, tossing and turning, do I need to be up? And then you find yourself fumbling through your first day or two, trying to get your rhythm back. It's like, wow, how does that happen, you know? How can we kind of forget how to be almost when we come out of that being of being that person that everybody else pulls on? You know, we all know it, we all provide the service, we're all there, but I'm back, I'm full up and running. My girl is not with me today, Deb is doing her own thing, but I have an amazing guest on my side. I know this lady so well, we've had such a beautiful time together in 2022. I'm going to jump into that in a second, but what is this year about for me? This year is really about being more emotionally organized. And I'm not talking about, you know, organizing, being sort of structured, being more emotionally organized in myself, being more kind of in charge of my emotional decisions, which effectively, hopefully then, reflect out into my physical decisions, my mental decisions, my heart decisions. And of course, the lady I have with me today, she totally is an expert in all those fields for sure when it comes to being organized, efficient. Man, she knows it inside out and outside in. I almost feel she invented the word in the dictionary, efficiency. Efficiency, yeah, that's what I said. Now, when we think about the word efficiency, listeners, do you know what I mean? It's like, it has a kind of emptiness to it, or it has a kind of pull on your day. It has a kind of efficiency, feel to it, you know? And then what happens is, we tend to procrastinate our face off. You think, oh, why can't I just be relaxed? Why can't, I mean, the big thing is, why can't I be in the now? Why can't I be in the now? You know, it's like Deb says, being in the now, you know, so important. And yeah, it is. It is. Being in the now is recognizing what you're doing now, perhaps. But if you're not in the now in an efficient way, rather than being in the now in a kind of unproductive, procrastinating way, then you're not utilizing the in and now. Think about that. It sounded a bit kind of complicated, really, didn't it? But, you know, we're going to talk about how to be efficient in the now also. These things are hugely important. And that's where we are this week. That's where we are this week. So don't grab anything. Just open your mind, open your heart, open yourself to what we're about to experience in with the beautiful, the amazing, the wonderful, wonderful, of course. And I'm just going to put all the stuff I have down my hands. I want to applaud this lady in, Mandy Healy. Here we go. Let her in. Mandy, thank you for coming on, girl.
Thank you very much for having me here today, Paul. And what a welcome.
Oh, bless you.
No pressure. I feel like I need to live up to that wonderful introduction now.
Well, here's the thing. You know, that kind, the word efficiency comes easy for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something, and it's not in us all. Trust me, it's not. You know, my Deb is an in-the-moment person. So her efficiency is about actually doing nothing, but thinking of something, if you know what I mean. But if we look at the word efficiency, first of all, let's put it in two different categories, life and business. Mm-hmm. Because they can be very different in both scales, do you feel?
They can, but they are married together as well. Because
whoa, you just put them together. Tell me how that is then.
Well, for me certainly, and many of the clients I work with, if people nail it and they do get elite time management and they are genuinely efficient at work,
yeah,
their heads are freer to be in the moment at home, but they're also naturally more organised mm-hmm. at home. So the systems that I apply to my work life, they work at home so that I don't forget to pay my holiday balance, for example, or turn up for a radio show with you.
Do you feel, though, that we have to be efficient in our home personally to be efficient in business? Do you feel that it's something that we pass on then organically into our business world if we do it at home naturally?
I do, and my experience of working as a senior manager when my mm-hmm. son was younger is that I spent a lot of time in overwhelm, both at home and in work.
Wow.
Because I was trying to do a good job at both, mm-hmm. and it's quite difficult to strike a work-life balance when you've got a lot of responsibility, mm-hmm. but you want to be reading to your son before he goes to bed, mm-hmm. and you want to be cooking lovely family meals. Mm-hmm. If you're working a 10-hour day and you're commuting,
yeah.
or you're travelling overseas with work, it's really hard to do those things unless you're organised,
yeah.
because I can relax and enjoy my time with my family a lot more when I know that I have paid the holiday balance and I won't forget to go to the dentist.
Bless. You know, and when we think about these kind of, I know, reminders, some people don't remind us, they have in their head. I don't. I have to have reminders set up for me. But, you know, the digital world, the digital business world, even the digital spiritual world, personal world, you could say spiritual also if you wanted, personal world, it has forced us to be busier because effectively digital technology brings things quicker, faster, and more of it in our life. You know, as a child, I was lucky to get a pen pal letter perhaps once every 3 months. Now I get about 300 emails a day. You know, effectively, that's like, if we put that in paper form, that's a lot of information coming through your letterbox. And then having to be efficient at all the other natural things that go with that. Do you think that we are now in a place where we have to become more, I don't know, more efficient in a way we never have because of the overwhelm of digital technology and how that, you know, constantly pings at our mind?
Definitely. And what the pandemic did is it advanced technology so that we could rock up to meetings on Zoom. And that sounds more efficient, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what came with that was, you know, multiple WhatsApp groups and Microsoft Teams. And you weren't just getting email now at home and work. You were getting all the other channels hitting you too.
Wow.
And for me, it's all about how you cut through that. And you only pay attention to things that will serve you.
Wow.
Or your family.
Mm-hmm.
Or your clients.
And that is such a bold statement because, again, if we look at social media, it's designed to put other people's business in our life. That actually mm-hmm. has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to make us, it's opened up our peripheral awareness to information that's completely unnecessary to our lives. Which effectively we could say is making us more inefficient. Would you agree?
If you're not disciplined.
If you're yeah. not. And so how do you become, you know, disciplined to that switch off of not wanting to absorb, you know, information and tasks that actually have nothing to do with you? Like, you know, worrying about the person you just saw on Facebook who's going through a tough time with somebody in a relationship or worrying about, you know, and that's quite tasking on the mind. A worry emotion is tasking on the mind. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree. And for me, it's a lot about time blocking and making promises to myself. Now, that's an interesting one because mm-hmm. anyone who knows me knows that I'll never break a promise. If I say I'm going to do something for yeah. somebody I care about or somebody I work with, I'll absolutely do it. But until quite recently, I wasn't as good at keeping promises to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those promises to yourself that really move you forward. And in my experience, to avoid getting sucked into that Facebook story,
mm-hmm.
my personal and work days are planned to block out time to do the things that count.
Wow.
So, you know, if I'm working, like yesterday, I'd had my coaching session with you,
for example.
So I had a big to-do list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm very clear in my mind about what is the most important thing, and I always do that first.
Yeah.
And when I get an email, I'm not distracted by it if I'm doing important work. And even when I get to the inbox, if a notification is coming up, somebody has said a story on LinkedIn, I don't go off and read that story.
Oh, wow. That's the thing. The rabbit hole is an addiction, eh?
Absolutely right. So I will go on LinkedIn because it's good for my business.
Yeah.
But when I'm in, I might say, I don't know, 11 till half past 11, I'm on LinkedIn. I'll do my post. Mm. I'll engage with other people's posts and I might read something or learn something new. But I don't dip in and out of it when I'm supposed to be doing email or calling clients. Wow.
And that's the thing, here's the thing, see, Mandy, people think that, you know, sticking to an organized, I'm going to say selfish to-do list, because I want to put that in there, because you have to be selfish in your to-do list.
Because
if you're not selfish, then you'll be doing in your to-do list will be in some things that have nothing to do with you and you shouldn't be doing them. You know, so, but it's a discipline, because that's what, you know, when we think about the mindset of sticking to that, because it's almost like a New Year's resolution. People start it, but don't keep it. They don't stick to the discipline of what you're talking about, which is being accountable and loyal to the list you make and not letting anybody else have an influence to bend and reshape that list. Would you agree that, you know, that it's not something, I'm going to say, that's easy to maintain? You have to be accountable, mindfully accountable, to maintain efficiency in your list. Your to-do list and things.
Yeah, now that's an interesting one, because that accountability is also key, because even though I try to make promises to keep to myself, I put out a post the other day and one of the tips I said was when you have a specific goal and something important you want to do, tell somebody, tell somebody you work with or you live with what you're going to do and when you're going to do it by. Because if I tell you in a coaching session I'm going to call 5 clients and convert one of them by the time I next see you, I'm absolutely going to do that.
Yeah.
So it will rise to the top of my list and stop me getting sucked in to watching animal surfing, perhaps on Facebook.
Do you think that being loyal to your list, being loyal to, you know, your accountability, creates then a less stressful and a better feel-good factor into your business and into your life also?
Massively. And one of the things I like most about the work I do is seeing my clients reach that, I call it a liberated state, where they've been in overwhelm and they have just not been able to see the wood for the trees. And do you know what? The difference and the changes people make are quite small, but they make a huge difference because then they're not compelled to check LinkedIn or email after they log off from work.
Yeah.
You know, many people I worked with were really working very hard in the day and they were quite dedicated to their family life in the evening, but then they'd go back to work like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. That's not good for you, right?
Wow, absolutely. You know, so let's just talk about your business. We are the Aspiration Station. It's what a beautiful name, Aspiration Station. And you pull in there and that's where all your aspirations live. You know, it is fantastic. But also, you're a 5-star rated trainer, award-winning, let's put that there also, and accredited ILM and NLP practitioner coach. There's a whole lot to your bag there, Gela, for sure. So, you know, you really do appreciate and value, you know, the emotional, mental and mind and heart understanding of people. I'm putting this into this package. So tell me about your package. Let's talk about what it is you offer.
Well, the main program I run is called the Fast Track to Time Back.
And that in itself is beautiful, isn't it? Fast Track to Time Back. Because people don't think they can get time back. But there is a shape to this. It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I do at the beginning of the programme is ask people to reflect. I'm not a death by PowerPoint girl, Paul, mm-hmm. but I do have a deck of slides that shape the workshops that I run. Mm-hmm. Then they become very interactive. The very first slide asks people, what would you do with an extra 3 hours per week?
Oh, wow.
Have a think about that.
Wow. I mean, if that's 3 hours per week, for me, that's like 12 hours a month. What I do with 12 hours a month, and if I put that into a whole year, I'm not doing the maths here right now because I can't, but wow, that's a lot of time.
It's 22 days, or it's a calendar, it's a work calendar month. You get an extra month for free.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is mental. I've never thought of what would I do with a whole month. Wow.
Well, for you, you'd probably be on a bike somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, because I would build those credits up into time rather than just chunk it down. Wow, people must be dumbfounded when you ask them those questions. What will you do with that extra time? But here's the thing, you know, you have an art in understanding how to slow down the clock. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what you do. You slow down the clock to give people time. But do you feel everybody's open to this?
It's mixed, and actually one of my favourite programmes I ever did was when I had somebody on the course that had like 2,000 emails in their inbox and they needed to understand how to cut through that.
Wow.
But on the other end of the scale, I had somebody with 20 who felt like they had it all under control and they had it all going on and they couldn't learn anything from me. My favourite kind of person. Yeah? Yeah? Because I love a challenge. Of course I can help the 2,000 guy. You know, I worked with a payroll manager who had 27,000 emails and got that to zero.
Wow. How do you get that to zero? I mean, that is days of crawling through. But then, do you think that's an emotional habit? You know, if you've got 27,000 emails, there's something making you hold on to 27,000 emails, you know, and then it becomes too overwhelming to do anything with.
Absolutely. And it comes down to fear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So depending on the role you do, so you imagine a payroll manager as a senior manager in a corporate, yeah, mm-hmm. I perhaps ask them payroll to pay a £500 bonus. And if they get it wrong and pay 5,000 or 50, it's all about the records and being able to evidence, mm-hmm. right, what mm-hmm. had happened. And lots of people live in fear of not remembering what they've said or something not happening, so they hold on to all this stuff, yeah? And the same goes for physical belongings, because if you think about your personal environment, mm-hmm. decluttering feels great, right? When the house is tidy and when you need to lay your hands on something, you can find it straight away. Yeah. The inbox is very similar, and your to-do list, your paperwork, anything where there's tasks and stuff to do,
mm-hmm.
it piles up. And if you can just get a system to avoid that pile happening, it is quite a moment for people.
Isn't it? It's also, you know, there are systems there, but we just don't see them. And then as an expert like you comes in, and you, because what I love about yourself is you don't just do the system. I'm going to say it again. You have music to time. You get the importance of seconds, minutes, hours, and so on there. And you know how to almost swim inside of time and get everybody to, or the people you work with, they become more appreciative is what I feel, is of the time that's in their life. Because we take time for granted. We waste time. We almost, I feel, as if we become abusive to our own time. Does that make sense? We abuse our own time. Because like you say, if you can meet an individual and say, okay, I can give you 3 hours more a week. It's like, wow, that's such a statement. How come we don't see that in the first place? You know, how come we've forgotten?
I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine a time when you've had to rush, where you're late for an appointment or mm-hmm. you've promised to be somewhere
mm-hmm.
and unexpected things have happened or you've fail to allow enough time for the journey, doesn't matter the reason.
Yeah.
But try and imagine now what it feels like to be rushing and possibly late for something that was really important. Mm.
I feel like I get, I mean, it's more anxiety, it's disappointment. I get disappointed about the person that's made the effort the other side to be on time. And I feel responsible for that then, is where I am.
Okay. So it's not a good feeling, it's a negative emotion. Oh,
it's a huge imposter syndrome and everything else that comes with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I think as a business owner, one of the things I appreciate most, and I acknowledge, I'm aware of it every day, is that I'm not rushing. I just don't rush. Really rare for me to rush.
I mean, your mannerisms are not rushed. Your energy is not rushed.
No.
You know, just being here now when on the show with me, you the way that you present yourself, we have to listen because you say, no, you're going to give time to what I have to say. And you do it unconditionally. You have a way of just holding time with people. And I am a full-on person. I'll say that. I'm a high-energy, full-on person.
I didn't notice, Paul. Bless
you. No. But you are someone that does have that way about you, of the energy about you, where I say, okay, you are this way, but guess what? We're going to slightly change that in my environment, in my time ecosystem. And what we're going to do, the listeners, we're going to just jump into a quick 90-second commercial. We're going to jump back in with this beautiful lady, and we're going to call her the time manipulator. That's what we're going to do. We'll be back with Mandy in just a second. And yeah, grab your pen and paper because we've got lots more to talk about.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Boom, we are back in and we're up and running. And yes, we are with the beautiful Mandy Healy, the lady that manipulates time. Yes, when it comes to efficiency, this is the lady that you want to be talking to. And yes, it's the Aspiration Station. We're going to get all those contact details. I mean, listen, if there's any background noise, you wouldn't believe the weather here. It's absolutely giving it some, let me tell you. Storms, all kinds of things happening here in Wales, for sure. So, Mandy, here we are, and we've been talking about time, we're talking about how you remain loyal to your to-do list that doesn't get influenced by anything that shouldn't be in there. And you'd think, again, you think, this is like a simple task, but, you know, you've worked with all kinds of leaders and you know, executives from all over, for sure. And, you know, why do you think, regardless of how experienced we are, we need to have this rechecking and somewhat intense coaching on how to be efficient again?
Well, it's interesting. We talked how about the pandemic changed with multi-communication channels, and I've worked with many leaders, more recently business owners as well. But there is a common thread there. So there is this fear of choosing to spend your time on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
There is the old procrastination, which, you know, a lot of people have various forms of procrastination. Mm-hmm. But it is surprisingly easy to overcome it by being organised. But I will say, I don't want people to get the impression that I'm so organised and rigid that there's no flexibility.
Okay.
Because even though I do find my priorities and I hone in on those, mm-hmm. and I make sure they get the time they deserve and do all the, you know, the admin later, if something comes up during a time when I'm planning to work on something, mm-hmm. I'm very happy to change direction, okay. and do that, but I will always make sure I replan, mm-hmm. or I come back to the original task.
Is it good practice then to, you know, put times to your tasks, a timeline as such? You know, I'm doing this task, it should be 2 hours or it should be an hour. I'm guessing if I did that, I would have to have a good judgment of time. You know what I mean? It's like, how much practice do you think it takes to get this efficiency, you know, that you train, that you coach into people? You know, is it because it's an emotional breakthrough we're doing here?
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard of the Pomodoro technique?
No, girl, no.
So that's an interesting one that is used by students for studying. And I sort of first came across it when my son was studying for his GCSEs, because teachers had given them the advice to study for 25 minutes and then have a 5 minute break and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 5 minute break, you can choose how you spend that, but you come back and you do rigid 25 minute sections. The Pomodoro technique professes to use that in the business world. So if we take the example I gave you earlier of calling clients,
mm-hmm.
if I allocated 25 minutes to that and gave it my full attention,
yeah.
when it gets to, you know, 25, I stop and go make a cup of tea, whatever. Now, that was a little bit too rigid for me mm-hmm. because, do you know what, if I called a client who needed to ring me back mm-hmm. or it took a bit longer to get through, I tried a different number, that kind of thing. If I ran out of, didn't finish all the tasks within 25 minutes, I'd be cross about that. Yeah. So whilst I do time blocking,
yeah.
I do make it flexible and a bit broader. So, and of course, I've got more choice mm-hmm. as a business owner. Very yeah. different when I was in corporate and I had to be at a meeting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because if I had to finish a report by 10 o'clock, it had to be 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In business ownership, a little bit freer and easier because I can, you know, say, I'll make sure I do this task before lunch.
Okay.
And lunch could be 12 or mm-hmm. half past.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more flexible.
I see.
But actually, it's possible to get it into the 10 o'clock slot yeah, if yeah. you need to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do. I'm loving this whole concept that you are, you know, that you've been taken into the business world from what is, you know, your corporate life. And I feel that, because here's the thing, if we think about the SME world, the majority of people in the SME world have gone into it out of a passion. They've started a business that's something they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a concept of how to be efficient within that passion, because when you have a passion for something, you want to do it at your own pace. You want to do it at a pace that's almost a hobby pace because you're passionate about it. Then you're looking to try and sell that passion at a hobby pace.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why it is then you're not getting yourself, not getting, because the business is demanding on you as a solopreneur or whatever it may be. You know, demands that you cover all grounds. So it means that you have to get out of the hobby attitude and become efficient. And this is where you come in with the Aspiration Station, because you are switching them and increasing what would be the business sense, calculating skills for them to become efficient business owners, not excellent hobbyists. Because that's the thing with the business world. The SME world for sure is that 99% of it are hobby people that started something out of a passion. And then often we could say a Mandy Healy might get employed into that small business and then transform, you know, the efficiency. But it takes a Mandy Healy to do that. And that's why I feel it's so rich and beautiful that you are, you know, you've come out of the corporate world and said, okay, I'm done with that now. And you took your respite and said, okay, I'm going to help people in the SME world to take their hobby into a business. And to do that, they have to be efficient. I really, you know, why I'm just stretching that out there is because I just don't think people get the importance of being efficient and elongating time.
Yeah. And you've reminded me of one business owner who did come on my program after having her business established some time. And she actually said to me that she wished she'd met me at the beginning mm-hmm. of her business ownership journey because, wow, With that time, she could have invested that yeah. into her business and achieved even more goals. But sometimes, do you know what? You need to get it wrong to get it right.
Well, I think the government should usually be like a standard something that everybody has to do for 6 months before they start a business. You have to work a Mandy Healy. Yeah, you know, truly. It's like before you become a parent, you have to work with this parenting coach to understand the value of parenting, understand the value of being efficient in your business. Because if you're not efficient, then basically you become stressed, depressed, unwell, burnout, and then all our families suffer because of that. Just because we haven't been to the Aspiration Station and become efficient from your coaching.
And here's the thing, Paul, I didn't always get it right. I made a lot of mistakes in my 53 years, let me tell you. And actually, it's those mistakes that have enriched the services that I offer my clients.
Yeah.
Because I've had those moments where I'm rushing to my son's show at Christmas because I haven't left enough time to park and all that, that horrible, stressful feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And part of the reason is because I hadn't captured something really important and made sure that I allowed that travel time. So, you know, at home, I always advocate important things like that. They don't just go into the calendar as the time they're happening.
Yeah.
The travel time goes in. And the cup of coffee and pop into the loo before the travel time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 totally.
Because I worked for so many years in an environment where this phrase, back-to-back meetings, you heard that?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Don't do it, people. Don't do back-to-back meetings. They're the worst. You know, you need to be able to have a cup of coffee, pop to the loo, breathe, write notes.
Reset.
Because you're not giving the best version of yourself in back-to-back meetings. No. You don't process what happened in meeting one or prepare for meeting two. Mm-hmm. When I'm coaching and training, there are big gaps between my clients.
Wow.
I'm not going to coach someone when I've just come off a coaching call with someone else 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because my head will be in client one's world.
Yeah.
And I need to be with client two, as Deb would say, in the present moment.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
Wow. So let me, because I had actually a few things I wanted to talk about then. So I want to come back to yourself and your. First of all, let's have your contact details. So let's get this out to our customers. So here we are. We're going to give them out, and we'll give them out also before the end of the show. So how do we find you? What's your website and all these beautiful things?
So my website is Aspiration Station. I'm on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I would be delighted to connect with people.
Mandy Healy.
My website does have my phone number and my email address on it.
Yeah.
But it's a really easy one to remember. It is simply inquiries@aspirationstation.co.uk.
Happy days.
So if anyone drops me an email because they're curious about how they could get 3 hours back a week, I would be delighted to just chat to them. And there's no obligation. Just come and talk to me.
How to get 3 hours, 12 hours a month. You said a whole month at the end of the year, roughly. Wow, wow, wow. Now, you're married to the handsome Ryan. Ryan's the handsome man. He's 31 years, eh? So how does Ryan fit into the efficiency of your life? I mean, is Ryan someone that runs along with everything that you put in place? Or is he also an efficient thinker? Because like myself and Deb, we're opposites. I bought Deb probably easy. I mean, to double figures the amount of watches I bought her. Absolutely can't, doesn't wear them. I've tried two Apple watches, wine, but beautiful Morgan, all these kinds of things. She'll wear it for a week or so, and then she'll not wear it because she just isn't interested in following time. How do you and Ryan fit together?
We're very different. Yeah, we are very different. But actually, when it comes to sort of punctuality, if you so if we were going to friends for dinner, we would both be ready in plenty of time to leave. It can be a little bit more difficult if the teenager's joining us because my son is in that, you know, manana mode.
I love that.
So we usually cheat, and if we want to leave it, you know, 6:30, we'll say we're leaving at 7:15 to buy ourselves a bit of time. But no, we're both pretty organized. Actually, he always remembers when he's going fishing, funnily enough. But no, he's pretty good.
But it's definitely a calmness there. You know, I feel it in you. It's definitely a calmness there when you know, you are more managed of your time, your purpose of time. And what I love about you, you have this filtering system where you said, Paul, you know what? I don't allow anybody in my time. My time is not manipulated by, you know, the social medias and the rabbit holes. You're very disciplined in managing and keeping your time, your quality time. And that is probably, maybe do you feel that is the hurdle for so many where they give their time away? They give it into I don't know, into research. When I say research, into just surfing.
Wandering around. Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing that I noticed when I was in my busy corporate role.
Mm-hmm.
When people become stressed or overwhelmed because they've got more work than they can handle or more messages to reply to, they actually look for quick wins. So they look to tick off things off the to-do list or get them out the inbox or have a little look on, you know, because it's easier than tackling that big project, calling that client, going to that meeting, having that difficult conversation. And I was always an advocate of flipping it, and here's why. You know the saying, eat a live frog?
Oh, yeah, have you heard that?
Mark Twain.
Yeah, yeah.
Not actually a frog, don't panic. It's all about doing the biggest thing or the most difficult thing first thing in the morning or first thing at the start of your work day. And the reason for that is what people don't realise when they're procrastinating and putting things off. While you're not taking that action, there's a little thing in your mind going, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, telling you off. So whatever you're doing, you're not concentrating because the procrastination guilt is there. It's like a black cloud.
That's like unconscious doing rather than conscious doing. You know, it's like if we think about time, we're saying that effectively you live in conscious time. You're conscious about your time, where people are living unconsciously in their time, which leads to perhaps 20,000 emails and all the procrastination and the avoidance of your poor list, not your, we could say, fun list, which gets you down a rabbit hole. You know, so your poor list gives you poor time as a poor person. And again, I've never, until we did this show, I've never looked at time the way that you carry it. Your persona, everything about you carries time different to how I carry time. I wish I could be you. I wish I could. I do. I so wish that I could be as friendly to time as what you are. Because I'm not friendly enough. The first thing I put on in the morning is my watch before anything else. I'm in my birthday suit. My watch goes on first and then that's it. You know, so it is important to me, Mandy, but I still feel that I'm not friendly enough with it. And, you know, and do you think that, you know, when we look at people, think, you know, how friendly are you or how unfriendly are you with time? Do you know what I mean? And, such a great deep dive in there is where we are. But you know what? You said about something, you said, Paul, you know what? I want to touch on January because everybody's going on about January. I want to go back to that because you kind of skimmed over. So tell us about January because January is like the 5-week month and for some, the most miserable month.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I have decided for me is that I love every month for a different reason.
Did you consciously make that decision? Did you say that's how it's going to be?
Well, how it came about, I love Christmas, you see, and I love fairy lights and all the lovely food and everything about Christmas. I love, love, love it. So when it used to come to taking the decorations down, I'd feel quite depressed.
Would you?
Yeah. It would be dark.
Oh, bless.
My twinkly tree is gone. The nice chocolate's gone. Here I am, dry January, piddling down with rain. Not a lot of joy in that. So a friend of mine said, fairy lights aren't just for Christmas. Ding! Light bulb moment. Fairy lights on my mirrors.
No.
You know, a new up lighter, a colour changing lamp. All of a sudden there's light everywhere again. Fab. New plants. Fab. But January for me is cosy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I love walking outside, but I'm very happy to be in a nice pair of pyjamas with a mug of cocoa, in a cosy house watching a great TV series.
Yeah.
And I'm not guilty about binge watching Netflix in January.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
You know, because people get guilty in downtime.
Yeah.
They have guilty rest. I love that you said that. You know, you carry no guilt in utilizing time to do nothing in sense of just resting.
Yeah. Well, that and if I flip it in back into my organisational efficiency thing, I also love a good declutter in January. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I have a Christmas suitcase. True story. On top of my wardrobe, a full suitcase, and I'm not talking a little trolley dolly one.
Yeah, yeah.
Full-size suitcase full of Christmas attire. And in January, it goes back up, you know, all the the jumpers. But in my wardrobe, anything that I don't wear for a year goes, because if I haven't worn it in a year, I'm not going to wear it.
That's such a great idea. Because I have stuff that's been hanging there for donkey's years. I think, why is it still there? I've become emotionally attached to the space it's taken.
So here's the thing. When you go home, turn all your hangers around so that instead of hooking over, they hook towards you, every one of your hangers in your wardrobes.
Wow, I'll come the opposite way.
When you wear something and you're putting it back, turn it the right way. And at the end of the season or the end of the year, all the ones facing towards you, you know you have to wear them.
Brilliant! I'm going to do that when I get home. So I can hang them all the opposite way, so I know the stuff I wear will go that way and anything else. So when I say the end, so do I do it like every 3 months, every 6 months, or once a year? What do you suggest that I look at as a stock check?
So that's the beauty of it. It really is up to you. But I do a seasonal rotation.
Or like summer, winter, autumn, spring.
So I've got packing cubes.
Okay.
Right? So my summer stuff, and I mean it's categorised, it's Mandy Paul. You wouldn't expect anything else, right? So I have a packing cube with T-shirts, a packing cube with, you know, vest tops for when it's super hot or I'm in Greece. And then they're away. Because why do I want those in my wardrobe when the weather's like this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear a vest top in January. Right?
Wow, yeah.
So I pack them away. So when I do the seasonal rotation, I take to the charity shop anything with the hanger facing that way, pack away the winter stuff, get the spring stuff out.
Such a great idea. I mean, sometimes the simplest things are changing things. Do you know what I mean? It's fantastic. It is. And we're going to have to do this, listeners. We're going to dock closely. We're going to jump in to our to a quick 90-second ad, and then we can come back to speak, of course, to the wonderful, beautiful Mandy Healy, who specialises in efficiency in life and time.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, happy days, oh, happy days. Yes, we're back in, listeners, and wow, what a time-saving show. Yes, I did say that. What a time-saving show. You have probably already consciously saved about an hour just listening to Mandy here. And then each time you listen to the show, you're going to save more and more and more. And then guess what? Then you reach out to the Aspiration Station. You reach out to Mandy Healy on LinkedIn. And then when you do, what you'll find is, all of a sudden you find you have more time in your life. And then, of course, Mandy then will work with you and you'll find, wow, my family have more time. My children have more time because she's contagious. She's a time-saving, contagious person. That's who we are, girl. But here's the thing. Did you put yourself into this market, in this industry because of an experience you went through, you know, where you felt, you know, you were deteriorating? Did you felt, you know, emotionally? Or is this something that's just naturally always been there?
So I've always loved developing people. Mm-hmm. So as a senior manager, I had a department of 70, and I would naturally...
Wow, that's a lot of personalities to manage, girl.
Training and coaching was a big part of my role.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the only part. And then I had all the work, so I devised the systems that worked for me. And then I did a little, I thought, this is quite good. I'll do it for my management team. I'll do it for my department. I'll do it for my peer group. And it started to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about it and running up to me in the lift lobby and hugging me.
Oh,
because
wow.
They were saving so much time. And I thought, do you know what? This thing is big. And I trained hundreds of people in the company I was working for. But then I thought the two things go very well together. I'm passionate about training and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I love helping people be the best version of themselves. And I've got the key to saving them time because I've been there,
yeah.
I've done it, I've got the T-shirt. So for me, it, you know, I'm going to give you and the listeners today one top tip to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, don't do duplicate doing or duplicate thinking.
Wow, that's a big one for me.
Okay. Duplicate doing, duplicate thinking. Over 90% of the thoughts that we have today belong to yesterday because we've played them already.
Whoa, what happened there? We just lost the lovely Mandy Healy. We've lost connection there. Oh, what can we say? It doesn't look like we're going to get this back either in time for us to finish the show with Mandy. But here's the thing. To get hold of the lovely Mandy Healy on LinkedIn, you'll find her there. And of course, reaching out to the aspirationstation.co.uk, you'll find Mandy there. She can give you 3 hours a week back into your life for nothing. I mean, how great is that? Absolutely. Apologies for those last minute glitches. We're in the hands of the digital gods, as they say. These things do happen. So listeners, you have an amazing week. Value everything about your time, who you are, and the time you give. Until this time next week, have a fantastic time and I will see you soon, and boom! Bye for now. Emotions are your friend.